Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Crosby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Mayberry trying to get to home. Manning throws the ball into Ashby, who tags Mayberry, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Healy and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens bunts in front of the plate. Ashby fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is hit by the pitch. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gamble. The throw from Healy and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Ashby and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby strikes out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Patek. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. Gamble moves to third. It's Royals, 1, Indians, 1. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Gamble scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford scores. It's Royals, 2, Indians, 2. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to third. Healy moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Healy scores. There goes Brett trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-2, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Healy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first, with LaRoche covering, for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White is hit by the pitch. Cowens moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to third. White moves to second. Tom Buskey now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson now playing left field. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.